views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit radio show, Psychic Cup of Coffee, with Kelly Sutliff on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a gifted psychic medium who has worked in her industry for over 14 years. During this hit show, Kelly will be offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief and share with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. It's all about keeping psychic ability real and how it is a part of our world every single day. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? Call 1-800-930-2819 with your questions. Now here is your host, Kelly Sutliff.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Psychic Cup of Coffee. I am happy to talk about a lot of stuff today. One of the things that I want to share with everybody is I had this really cool experience, actually, the last week. And you know how I'm always a big component of, you know, kind of spirit guiding you in the right proper direction. And just kind of flowing with your space and your time so that, you know, you can welcome in some pretty good stuff. And you know what? I was invited to go to this program, actually, at the UN, at the United Nations. And it was a Woman Entrepreneur Day. And it was all, you know, a panel of some pretty fantastic people. And we were there, actually, because I support amongst really 12 or 14 people that really support the school in Kenya, and it's called the Margaret O'Carey School, and it's a school in orphanage for AIDS orphans and in Kenya. And it's pretty cool because we got involved with it like 4 years ago, and a real good friend of mine, Peg Campbell, has really kind of spearheaded it. And what the school does is they make soapstone sculptures and stuff like that, and they're sold, and then they started with 70 children initially. And what was happening is actually a beautiful woman named Kumboka and her sister Margaret O'Carey was a person who was just in the community, and people were dropping their children off to their home. And word got out, you know, that these people take in these AIDS orphans, and they started really originally with, like, I think there was like 4, 5, 7 kids, that kind of thing, and these children would be dropped off. And then what transpired was, is they formed a school initially about 4 years ago with 70 children in there. Today we have 230 children and a 500-person waiting list to be a part of the school. The school has really developed very nicely. Education is huge in Africa, right? Because they know if you get your education, it should be huge here in America too. That if you get your education, it can bring new world to you. And so this school actually, in their testing, it goes from kindergarten to eighth grade. And when the school was tested recently, it came in like third in the country. And the area that this is in, it's called Kisii, and it's a very poor area. It's probably one of the poor areas of Kenya. So we were with Kumboka, and we went to the UN for this beautiful conference, and it was all about entrepreneurship and how it all works. And we were so privileged to be there. So they had panels, and they were speaking on all types of information, and perfect for, you know, women and everything about, you know, education to, you know, how health, beauty, and fashion and arts are changing women entrepreneurship, to technology, to empowering girls and women entrepreneurs. And there was all great speakers, everybody from actually when Sarah Obama came, she was there from Kenya. She got an award also for her work. And she actually knew Kumboka because they work in the same type of situation where they provide aid for these orphans and schooling. And there was people from the First Lady Republic of Malawi to Namibia to there was financial people there from, you know, the editor of Money Magazine to, you know, a wonderful woman, Lynn Tilton. And she's, you know, won a beautiful Pioneer Award. Many, you know, philanthropy type of people, but just people actually who, you know, really have been going forward actually with, you know, women business, women-owned businesses. And so it was pretty awesome, to say the least, to be in a room with all these people, and we were able to, you know, really listen to panels and get into discussion. And really our whole purpose there was a couple different things. One, me, obviously, to network for my book and my work. And secondly, is to network for this, with the school. So as we're sitting there, it was crazy. It was like an eight-hour program, so you just sat there, you know, listening to the panel of people. And you know what? It was just didn't matter. Like, you know, if somebody was worth $8 billion, who you were talking to, you know, an average Joe like me, you know what I mean? We were all in it together, basically, to really push people's buttons and make things different for women. So as we're progressing and going into this, we're obviously networking with all these people for our school. We're networking, actually, at a you know, cocktail conference afterwards. That's a funny way to say it, cocktail conference. And all of a sudden, it just starts lending itself where the next day we're out to have lunch, four of us. And a friend of mine wanted to go to Carnegie Hall. So we're there. We went to the Carnegie Deli. Well, if anyone's been in New York, you've been to this deli. Okay, the sandwiches are like 24 bucks a pop, but they're huge. They're like 6 inches tall, okay, filled with corned beef or whatever you get. And so we sit down, and the tables are all close. And all of a sudden, you know, a man sits down next to us, and I'm like, welcome to the family, and he starts laughing. And anyhow, we get talking away. We sat there with him for 2 hours. Fantastic guy. He was there, you know, getting a second round of funding for a project he was working on. And we just really connected. We connected spiritually. We started talking about my work, you know, spiritually, about many different things. Started telling him about our program. And you know what? Gave us our private email, the type of guy who, you know what, I have a real good feeling that he might make a donation to our school or possibly connect us in with people who can, you know, work with our school. We, in turn, met with some other people, the people from the Bird's Nest Foundation. I, in turn, give him information on that, and that's a pretty cool organization where they do nonprofits, and usually companies will sponsor a video for themselves and their and the work that they do for their nonprofits that they support. And then what happens is then, in turn, it's like a two, they, in turn, will sponsor someone like us who is looking, we can't afford to do all the social media, or we can't afford all these film, then they do one for us. So we hand that information off to this nice gentleman who was eating a deli sandwich with us. And you know what? It's twofold, like, how that works. So then we come back to their hotel, and other friends of ours who were with us, there was actually 14 of us there, which is pretty phenomenal. And so we were certainly, showing our true colors of who we were, all that we support the school. And my friend is at an art studio seeing a display. She meets this woman. She's pretty terrific. And before you know it, that night, they're at Donna Karen's program for school in Haiti, and they get invited to go there. So we totally networked like no tomorrow. We totally were guided into the right spots, you know, whether it be eating a deli sandwich or you know, just observing art, and so you bump into somebody and start talking. And you know what? That's how I believe that actually that the flow of things in life, in work, in all of our lives, of how things are supposed to be. And it's really cool when you let that happen. And this is what we're going to talk about today is, you know what, when we get all caught up in the darn details with, like, holidays and the stresses of people sitting at our dinner tables and all that kind of thing, you know, we forget to flow, don't we? And we when we don't flow, what happens is we create chaos. That's how it rolls. That's how when you get, you know, you get all anxious and your underwear in a bunch and you can't get your act together. And energetically, what you do is you kill it. You kill it. You kill your energy. You kind of sabotage yourself. You get all angry and pissy. And you know what? Who wants that? One, who wants to be around you? Because you know what? People get like that. And you know what? It's like no fun. It's like, you know, total buzz wrecker and total party wrecker if you're going to have that attitude. So what we're going to talk about today, which is really important, is how to diffuse that, how to really come together so that we don't have to have, you know, any kind of bad moments that could happen actually in a reference point with, you know, family dinners and holiday dinners. And, you know, let's just face it, Thanksgiving's not an easy dinner to put on with all the details. But it's also, you know, the whole idea that, you know, what it's coming together for ritual for family. So we're going to discuss all these details. Feel free to call in today if you have any questions, and we can energetically, I can work on some things with you. And we'll just go from there. But it's really about today, I'm going to teach you how to flow, how to be, you know, present so you're not creating chaos around your holidays and not to stress out about things. And it really is easy. If anybody says, oh, how can that be? We can't do this. I love stress. I love the chaos. Some people do. But you know what? This is really about you just being present so that you don't have that kind of situation. We're going to run to break, everybody, and we'll be back very shortly to continue our wonderful conversation.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. We're talking about how to de-stress during the holidays and not get our underwear in a bunch energetically, which is a really healthy thing. And you know what? What happens is actually when we get so unnerved, is the right word to say it, because we do get unnerved, because it's just a lot of work, huh? And I have to admit, I love to cook, and I do cook, but you know what? I crack up at the sense of like, oh my God, we have such a busy day on Thanksgiving where our family in our town is really cool. We do a Feast of Five. And in the Feast of Five, it's like 10,000 people run and at the end of it, or walk it. And at the end, you get an apple pie, which is really fun. And then from there, we go to the high school football game. And then we come home by 1 o'clock. So I cheat. I order my dinner. and of course make a few sides, you know, that people want, that my family wants. And then we just chill and have a great day. But we start our day at 7, and by the time 1 o'clock hits, we're pretty, like, had a full one. But that's kind of our tradition and ritual. And what I want to talk about actually is important is it's very important that actually you have rituals. Rituals go back forever. Rituals go back, you know, for traditions, for, you know, holidays, for weddings, for baptisms. You know, we're a ritualistic type of society. And even children need rituals, right? Think about that when your kids were little. That energetically with everything and in your placement of your day, you always made sure you were organized, your babies, you know, slept every 3 hours, fed every three, you know, at the same time, or, you know, every 2 to 3 hours they were up, they napped, they fed, they would eat. And then you would just be like, you know, having their routine because they need routine. Well, with traditions and with holidays, even if you're not even religious, people are still ritualistic. People still like Thanksgiving. People still like communities. People still like family. They still want friends around them. And, you know, this is part of who we are, what we're all about. And what happens is when we're tradition, when we're in rituals, energetically what happens is that we don't freak out because, you know, we know what's to come. And children especially need that. Children need foundation. Children need, you know, rituals. Just like when we were kids, I can all think of certain rituals and traditions that we did when I was a young girl, and you carry those over with things, whether it's certain things that you cook or bake or you know, just even how you set your table for the day, or, you know, certain things that you choose to do. You know, we can all share a memory, actually, can't we, of things that were done when we were little and things that we've carried over. And it's so important, actually, that, you know, you show this value to your family, to your friends. And sometimes our family isn't our true blood family, but it's our friends that come with us and join our days. But the important part energetically that we always have to remember is it's a give and take relationship. It's a good marriage, energy is. Energy is a great marriage when, and this is my psychic cap all talking about this, but energy is a great marriage between the two of us. So you have this great energy of love and light and spirituality, you know, that guides us, and we have our human self. And our human self can be, you know, hopefully on the same page as your energetic self. But there's days that, you know, your human self is kind of like, could be a jerk, right? Or nonchalant or aloof or not paying attention. And maybe kind of like a lot of ADD, right? Okay, of who your human self can be. And when you can bring these two together, you know what, and transmit the value of gratitude. Gratitude is what makes and breaks you, all right? I have always said for 14 years that, you know what, when you have good things in your life, and even when you have bad things in your life that occur, how important it is to thank the universe for that. Thank God for that. Because at some point there's a lesson to you, there's a message to you in those circumstances. Even if you've hit rock bottom, you know what, you can only go up. And with the transition of using your energy and showing gratitude and thankfulness and saying a little prayer, saying a little heads up of, you know, thanks, wow, what does that do to your body? It fills your soul, it fills your energy field, it even increases, you know, air and breath to your physical lungs. You know what? It is just powerful. So when we don't use that energy and we don't use that gratitude of things, then you know what? We're just kind of like in limbo. And when you're in limbo, what happens? You don't make a decision. You don't make a choice. Back with all these neurotic people around you, you're acting neurotic. I mean, that is like, who wants that? No one. So in this process, it's very important that we always keep abundance with us. We always keep thanks. We always keep gratitude. And this isn't just because Thanksgiving's coming up. This is about, you know what, this is on our daily basis, because in the next 5 weeks here, or less than that, really, when you think about it, because if we have holidays and Jewish holidays and Christmas holidays that are coming, then in any other holidays that we have also. And that's what's important, is that we all take in all this gratitude. And you know what? Even like as crazy as this is today, before you go, you know, run to the mall when you're doing your holiday gift shopping or doing your thing, before you walk into that shopping center, why don't you say, I'm so thankful I have the money in my pocket to buy this. I am so thankful I have a Macy's charge so I can put this on my Macy's charge and pay this off later, or whatever it is. I am so thankful that I have the ability to walk into a store. I am so thankful that I have kindness in my heart. When you start to shift and when you start to do that and think like that, then you're going to walk into the mall and not be, oh, I hate doing this. Oh, this stinks, the crowds, I can't stand this, yada, yada, yada. We all do it. And look at the shift and difference in how you talk to yourself and what that means. What that means is creating this beautiful purity around you of this gratitude that comes within us. And it's also providing the gratitude actually to the universe or God or whoever you want to call it, thanking that energy so that you can actually go forward to go and do good, right? How often do we also too, you know, it's not ever about, unless you have little kids or whatever, about giving the gifts, you know what I mean? And it's about, you know, sharing time. It's about sharing peacefulness. It's about sharing, you know, thoughts of love. And you know what? It's important too that when we're in this gratitude stage of our world in the next 4 or 5 weeks, because it's also a time of reflection. These holidays don't come, they're here at the timing of our year for a very, very important purpose. They're here at the end result of our year, right? So it's kind of like the month of December can be crazy for people on top of all the holiday thing, because what you're having is you're going to have a lot of stuff that you didn't deal with the beginning of the year, let's say back in March or July. It'll come to an end at the end of the year. So that's the time frame of, you know, getting ready to redo or figure out or rekindle. Maybe I wasn't such a great person, or I should have done things differently, or I should have been honest, or I should have been more forthright with choices. Then it comes back so you can like clear it off. It's really important to do that too, because that's where they say, you know, new year, new beginnings. Okay, well, that's what December is for. So that's what adds into energetically to everything too. So when you got this space in your head, right, you get the space in your aura and you get the space energetically and you're connected to your guides and your loved ones and God and all this energy that just keeps a flowing and flowing towards you. And when you choose to block it or you choose not to be self-centered during these holidays instead of being centered, big difference in how those play on words work. What happens is that you kind of get knocked around because that's not the purpose of the timing of the year. The timing of the year is also, like I said, it's a reflection time. It's a reflection time. Okay, let's wrap this up. Let's finish this detail. It's a great time, actually, if you're ever going to do business, to finish up those details, to start to end it, you know what I mean, on a good note, and not carry it over into a negative year, into your first part of your energy year, beginning in January. So that's important to remember too, that when we go through all these phases in these time frames, and it all hits us at once, like I said, in these next four to five weeks, you know what? Just to create stability in you and thankfulness and gratitude, because what it brings is abundance. So it brings abundance. Remember that. So those few things that you can do, talking nice to yourself, talking nice to others, creating a centering around you, creating, you know me, I'm always talking about getting your psychic cup of coffee and how that's supposed to be, you know, you're supposed to do that every day, creating a grounding exercise for yourself and creating balance for yourself. When you start, you're going to need it like so much in the next 4 or 5 weeks. So you're crazy if you don't ground yourself every day. Because what it's going to do is it's going to change your reflection, change you. It's like we have this big old mirror, right? There's a mirror sitting in front of you. and it's the mirror of, you know, gratitude. And you're looking in the mirror, and you know what? Maybe you're looking in the mirror, and you're, like, fluffing your hair. You're putting on your lipstick or putting on some makeup, and you're just looking at yourself, thinking how great you are. But in really, when you are looking in the mirror, you should be looking in really and who you are and what you're about. And that's the importance of that. And that's the importance of being able to be stable and being in looking in your reflection of who you are and what you want to be to put out there. So, you know, it's really just kind of basic stuff. I'm talking about more on an energetic level today. But it's important that we all participate actually within that gratitude during holiday, because if you don't, it will slam you. So I'm giving you all this advice because it's really important that we start to do it. So we're going to continue talking about this after our break, everybody, and we'll be back very shortly.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate towards yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Put a little woo-hoo in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
So when we talk about holidays and we talk about the stresses and running here and getting this gift and that gift and making sure everything's coordinated and making sure that, you know, we have the right of everything, we tend to overstress. I have a friend of mine that's just really funny. She's like, okay, as women, we overstress on the detail of the tablecloth. And I have to laugh because it's so true, right? I went into Home Goods the other day, and I'm laughing at myself because I'm walking in. I'm like, oh, my God, this place is bare. You know what I mean? And I was laughing because everyone has been running around crazy, getting all their, you know, the perfect table, the perfect this, perfect that. And really what it all boils down to is that, you know, everyone just really wants to be together, right? And so it's important to have tradition, to have ritual. But that's what makes people tick. That's what makes the importance of holiday, right? And remembrances of things and how that is all put together. And, you know, whether it's the food or, I mean, how many people don't love the smell of their house during Thanksgiving, right? And, you know, even though I'll be heating up my smoked turkey, but you know what? I'm just like, you know, it'll smell really good, I promise. But we kind of do things a little different here in the Sutliff house because we all like barbecue really well. So I get a smoked turkey. I go to, you know, a barbecue place to get our dinner and, you know, get all the sides. I make a few things. We have ribs. We have brisket with it. And we just kind of, you know, it's just a smorgasbord and, of course, ham. So, you know, we throw everything together, which is awesome. So everyone has their own traditions, like we say. And but it's important, though, that, you know, we continue with that. And when we do so, you got to take the time to say thanks. You got to save the time to thank energetically that you have the ability to actually put all that great meal together and put everyone together. And that's what's important. You know what? We get so caught up in finding the right toy or finding the right present. And really, you know what? In the big scheme of everything, does anybody ever remember really kind of what they got last year? Unless it was something really significant, you know what I mean? It was pretty cool or what have you. But, you know, for the average person, you know, in the shopping gifts area, it's just kind of average gifts, right? But it's important that we can put together something special. And the things that are most remembered always are always a picture of someone or, you know, a creative gift or something that you made and or something that really resonates to the heart, right? And that's what's important is that, you know, we always have to remember to resonate to the heart. Now, our heart chakras are, you know, always on. They're always going. They're always, you know, in this space where, you know, they need affirmation. They need to feel well about something. They need to be able to put, you know, this beautiful composite of energy within us and around us as our heart chakras work. And, you know, along with that, because we're open to receiving information from people and situations, it gets hurt a lot, right? So people can be mean, and you know, it's kind of like, it sounds funny, but your heart chakra is like in high school, right? And you know you're, you know, might not be like in the popular group, but you're real, you know, loved by a few, let's say, and all of a sudden, you know what, someone does something mean to you, like those mean girls or something like that, you know, and in high school or be catty or talk or what have you, or you feel self-defeated by your friends or whatever because you didn't make a sports team or what have you, and you're dealing with all that emotion. Well, that's kind of like how the heart chakra can work. And so you have to protect it. You have to be honorable to it so it doesn't bring back old wounds or make you feel sad. And that's the component that's really important that you remember that actually our heart has to be centered. However you want to do it, whether it be through prayer, whether it be through actions, whether it be through, you know, just centering and guiding your energy every day, whatever it is, but it's important that your heart is centered. Your heart is focused. Your heart is centered. You center, you know, love within you and around you. And when you don't, that's when you can get hurt by people who want to hurt you, by people who are negative, and all of a sudden they get pulled into your space. Ugh, hate that. And that's what's important, that we all remember that in this process, psychically, energetically, we got to, you know, you got to have your game face. You got to be able to put your, you know, your play. You want to make sure that you're, you know, on your game all the time during these holidays, okay? So that, you know what, all this negative stuff is going to affect yourself, your family, your home, your business. And that's huge, huge. And if everyone can take away from the show today and remember that, then you know what? You're going to rock it. You know what I mean? And you're not going to be, you know, in a crazy situation with negative people. And that's the important part, too. Sure, you know, you can't not avoid negative people because it is what it is. But you can protect your space and your energy so that they can't affect you. When you don't is when you'll get sucked in. And I'm warning you, don't get sucked in this holiday. And don't get sucked in for, you know, the next holiday or whatever. So, you know what, when you walk into someone's home and let's say the person's a real moron or what have you, and you really don't want to be there, but you got to be there because it's quote-unquote family or a situation that you have to be stuck in, then you know what? You just kind of zip your energy before you walk in the door, and you know what? Be pleasant, be you know, friendly, what have you, and then, you know, you zip it back up when you leave. And then you know what? Then that person can't affect you negatively, and you won't let it. And so my point being with this whole show is we all have choice. We all have choice in how we act and how we perceive information, how we you know, have a choice. If you want to be a jerk, you can be a jerk. If you want to be a kind person, you will. But it really boils down to choice. And you know what? We're never, ever left alone. We're never left alone. And I'm always wanting to share with people that it's important is when you're on your holidays and you're in the moments of things, remember our loved ones. Remember our past loved ones. You're talking to a medium here. And you know what? It's important to always remember them. When you remember your loved ones, it's like they get a big old kiss from you and a big hug. And it's like energetically they feel it in their souls. You feel it in your soul. You know what? And maybe you can't be open enough to feel a resonant back to that, but always ask for signs. I'm always saying that, ask for signs, and they'll give them to you, especially on that your holidays, because they're right around you all the time, and they wouldn't miss that turkey dinner for nothing. But ask for a sign that day. Ask for them to show you a sign, whether it could be, you know, a yellow giraffe on Thanksgiving Day, or you know, whatever it is, you will see a yellow giraffe that day. Or it could be a symbol that maybe you two have together that's very significant. You'll see it. Or you'll have a dream about them, or you'll feel them. And you know what? I always toast my father on a holiday. I always do that. You know, we always do a cheers to my dad. And because he can't be with us. And presently anyways. But I always in grace. Always when we say our grace. In our thanks, I always remember our past loved ones and our brothers or sisters who can't be there if they're passed on. And I always find it so sad when I've gone to holiday at, whether it be, you know, family's house or friend's house or what have you, and people forget to remember the dead. And to me, that's just like the biggest slap in the face. Because you know what? Their energy is always with us. We will talk to their energy all the time, right? In their soul all the time when we need help or when we need, you know, comfort, right? Well, why wouldn't you recognize them on your holidays? When they were holidays that you once shared together. And that's the difference. That's the difference energetically that you're allowed to do. And I'm giving you the green light on this one. And no one's going to think you're crazy. If anything, it's going to comfort people. And I think it's super important that loved ones get acknowledged. Because you know what? We're all feeling, you know, as you get older and not even older, but as you get in circumstances of life, when someone has passed, you know what? You just need that one person in the room to say, acknowledge. Because it makes comfort, and then that loved one feels that comfort also on the other side. So don't forget that. Don't forget to acknowledge your loved ones on your holidays and do a toast to them or acknowledge them in your grace or talk about them or give a story, because you know what? They're right there with you. I can guarantee it. And that's what's going to make you heal during your holiday and help you get through the day sometimes, right? Because holidays can be tough emotionally on all of us. So it's important that, you know what, you step above it And you know what? You rise to that occasion of recognizing your loved ones. We're going to run to break, everybody, and we'll be back very shortly for our last segment.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Psychic Cup of Coffee. And we're talking about the stress of the holidays and what to do. In the last segment, I was sharing actually how important it is to remember our loved ones who have passed during holiday. And you know, we got to remember we're all in great space. We hope to be in great space, obviously, during holidays. And they can be stressful and crazy. And family members can get boopy. Been there, done that. But it's also one of those things that, you know, when you've been there, done that, if relatives start to get loopy, then, you know, you got to walk away. You got to be, like, not engaged. Because, you know what, if you're engaging, what happens is that, you know what, you're buying into their sphere of unniceness. Is there such a word as unniceness? But I just made it up today. But you know what? If you can be above and step away from those kind of things and kind of zip your energy away, then you know what? You won't let it affect you. And that kind of bugs them even more when, you know what, you don't let their energy bug you. How cool is that? And you know what? And that's what I mean, we were talking about before, how important choice is when you have, when you choose to let your energy be used, or you choose to be, you know, screwed over by somebody, right, in circumstance, or someone who doesn't want to be kind and or bigoted or whatever the situation is. So it's important that actually you have to remember always, always, always you have the choice. You have the choice to be, you know, step out of situations. You have the choice to always remember, you know what, that you're better bigger than circumstances also. And that's where this attitude of gratitude comes in. And that's what keeps everybody in the same space, so that it doesn't interfere with who you are and what you're about during those special times of holiday. And it's when you let your guard down, when you don't work from your highest and best good, that is when you tend to be in a circumstance that becomes negative. And then the chaos starts. And the whole idea is not to buy into the chaos. And if you continue to buy into the chaos, what happens is that it just, you know, it's like a spool of yarn. It just keeps unfolding, unfolding, unfolding. And, you know, and that's not a good thing. So we want to remember to always keep the balance. And some of the best things, you know, that can happen is, you know what, you deserve that. Remember that too. Remember to say to yourself, you deserve good holidays. You deserve stress-free holidays. I am deserving of the best holiday, a lot of laughter, a lot of fun, no stress, just love. And if you say that and envision that, guess what? That's what you get. If you go into, you know, someone's house and it's maybe not a negative, there's a negative person there, and you go in and say, oh, geez, here she is again. Boy, she's going to be a total jerk, this, that, and the other. Look at her attitude. Look at this, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? You're buying right into what she wants to do to you or her or him. So it's important that we actually start to remember that within that, it creates what you create, what your thought processes create, energetically you will get. That's the bottom line. So remember that. What you think, say, and do will happen. So why not shift and say, okay, I got to be a better person. I am a better person. I'm kind today, even to my enemies. I will go into this room and I will be kind. And if this person tries to be negative towards me, I just energetically won't take it. And I will just walk away and then go get a glass of wine. Wine is always a good friend during those times. But it's very important that actually we keep our balance within, because when we do that, you know what? No one can take that from us. No one can take that from us. When we put together all of our abundance and say, this is my abundance to share, we get that back 20-fold. So we have to do a little work at this. This isn't one of these things that you're just going to go into circumstances and say, oh, okay, here we go. No, you got to prepare. And you know what? Don't get so caught up on the, you know, the detail of all of everything. You know what I mean? As far as like making sure the, you know, the detail of the tablecloth is proper and this is proper and the sterling silver is polished and all of that. It's more about just being together. And when you're together, that's what creates ritual. That's what creates memories. That's what creates all of this greatness that occurs within us, doesn't it? So, and that's what kids look for. That's what family, you know what I mean? We can all remember back to when we were little or sharing times with, you know, family or friends of those rituals of what that brings together. So let's really work in that. Let's really remember that. And, you know, it's your job. It's your job now. We're all old enough to do it. And you know what? Now it's time to create that tradition and those rituals that our families will do and continue that. And, you know, it's very important that, you know what, it's you establish that. And remember your loved ones. Your loved ones are with you. You know what? It's so hard. I tell you, before holidays, I really get a ramp up in readings, that's for sure. And that's fine because, you know what, oh, I'm just the messenger and it doesn't matter if it's in July or January or December. but people need to connect. But I'm telling you, you don't need a medium. You can connect anyways. You can connect with your loved ones during that day. You ask for signs and symbols. Give a toast to them. Talk about stories about them so that they're part of your table, so that they're part of your conversation. You know what? They're there. They've blessed you in so many ways with life, with circumstances, with love. Maybe not so much, some of them, but they're still there in love. They always come through in love. And I would love for everybody this holiday to sit at their table and to go around the room and share a story about their loved one that they might be missing and throw that out there and laugh and, you know, and create that. And let me tell you, you are going to light up energetically. Your room is going to be filled even bigger than you think, okay, because your loved ones are all going to be there with you. And you are going to have this extra special day. And as hard as it is to say, you know, even the words about how we miss our loved ones, you know what? It's healing, and it heals them too. And it heals the family, and it heals the friends. And it can even be, you know, how you miss your dog who's not at your table begging on the side of your table that year. But it's something important that you recognize spirit, because that creates love in your heart. It creates love in your energy field. It creates love on your, in, you know, within your home. And it's something that never should be forgotten. And that's part of the message today. That's what creates the abundance with our keeping away from our chaos that can happen during our holidays. But its real message is that we just need to sign up and say, you know what? We're here to do it with a really nice attitude. We have gratitude in our heart. We have love in our heart. And you know what? Nothing's going to get me down. And I'm going to be able to get through it and have a great time. And you know what? Remembering, too, to thank for what you have. Thank for what you are going to get for this next year in abundance and love and wealth and whatever you're choosing to create to affirm into your world for next year. So remember that this next 5 weeks is going to be kind of, it will be trying, but you know what? It really isn't. It's just a matter of you got to stay ahead of it to really make it work for you. Don't let it work on you. So that's super important in the message of why we talked today about creating grounding and information and how that's all going to work well for everyone. I want to wish everybody happy Thanksgiving, lots of love and love at their table on Thursday, and have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff. Tune in for this hit show every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, offering inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they've lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Psychic Cup of Coffee's message is simple. We just need to pay attention and listen. Are you listening? For more information and to contact Kelly, visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com or call 978-420-8213. Again, that's 978-420-8213. See you next week!
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.